This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, killing a lion is a rite of passage for young men in Kenya. Now, a new generation of Africans is trying to save these wild beasts. That story coming up.
But first, Bernard Madoff goes straight to jail today. He pleaded guilty to bilking investors around the world in a multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. He was in a courtroom in Manhattan today. One of his victims is Eva Soltes. She's a documentary filmmaker in Joshua Tree, California, and she lost everything in Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what was your reaction today when you heard Mr. Madoff say that he was guilty, and he actually said he was sorry and apologized in the courtroom?
You know, I didn't actually see it. I read it on the internet, and, you know, my reaction was one of great sadness, actually, because he, you know, ruined his life. He's ruined, you know, or not helped so many other people's lives, and it, you know, gave me a really pause to think about the fact that it's not just him, that he was endemic of a society that applauded people who got away with things and then called them criminals when they were caught. And I hope that this ushers in, you know, a new era in our culture where from the top down we have a better attitude towards one another and towards our society in general. I think that it's been a very deep-seated problem in America.
Now, you sound pretty reasonable about this, but you really did lose a lot of your money with him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I take it in a very philosophical way. I grew up, you know, hearing stories from my parents and from my parents' friends about what it was like to live in the Depression and how people had nothing. And frankly, it was, you know, I try to take things as a lesson and say, okay, this is my situation now. And I feel fortunate anyway. I live in Joshua Tree. I run a beautiful artist residency program. It's a wonderful community here. And I've been able to kind of, with the help of friends and so forth, you know, stay on top of it. I'm okay. I think that there's really a larger lesson to be learned in it.
Well, you are probably in the minority of his victims. A lot of them were in Manhattan today, eager to see what would happen. And a lot of them say that they're going to fight to get or try to get some of their money back. Are you also going to try to get some of your money back?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, fortunately we have the SIPC. I mean, I believe that, you know, that there will be some insurance claims and so forth. And I'm kind of leaving that. You know, I was in a fund. I'm leaving that to the people that were running the fund. I'm kind of trying to go forward with my life. And you know, I'm an artist, and I'm, you know, trying to create something positive out of it.
So what will you do in terms of your finances going forward? What lessons have you learned in terms of managing your money? Or what's left of it?
There was nothing left of it. So let me be clear about that. You know, I mean, it's a very unusual feeling to wake up and go, oh, I have no money. You know, I mean, it's really very unusual. It's not that I recommend it necessarily, but it does put life and the world in perspective. And, you know, as I said, I mean, I've been fortunate because I do have two other places that I've been using for artist residency work. And what I've been doing is I immediately kind of turn them into word of mouth and otherwise places that people are renting for vacation rentals. And so I immediately began doing that, and it immediately began paying off. So I'm not in an absolutely terrible situation, which I could have been. You know, I just happened, you know, people say you shouldn't have put all your money in one place. Well, I don't love money. I don't know anything. I didn't even know it was in the stock market, honestly. I thought it was in something else. And I don't live by the money. And what I found out was it doesn't also determine my happiness. And our economic system has not, in general, been based on ethical practices. I mean, this is becoming obvious. And I think it's something that has been known. There's been a kind of a wink-wink culture about it. And hopefully this is going to help to expose it and level the playing field with the rest of the world.
Ms. Soltes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Eva Soltes. She's a documentary filmmaker. She lives in Joshua Tree, California. And she lost everything, her life savings, in Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Bernie Madoff, by the way, will be sentenced in June. Today, he admitted to everything, running a multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. And he will not go back to his penthouse apartment. He will go straight to jail.